did you actually take this nomination serious, or is it just a whole joke for you?
Serious. So I was bored in Manchester, so I thought I'd come down here for a bit of a drink and like lose it and do whatever happens.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were. Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are all right and had a good Christmas and happy holidays and all the rest of that stuff. I've got a bit of a cold. It's not good mixing with people, is it? It's just best to stay on your own with your own little family. I've seen quite a lot of family and some bugger has given me a cold, which is annoying. But anyway, we shall persevere. Today, we're going to have some fun. I'm going to look back all this chat about, you know, best of 2022 and what's going to win the awards has made me think about awards more generally. And so what I thought was we'll look back at the history of Oasis with awards and award ceremonies and when did they win, when did they lose, and all the various shenanigans that went on with award ceremonies in Oasis, because that would be a good thing to do, wouldn't it? So that's what we're going to be doing today. Before we get on to that, a little bit of news. Noel Gallagher released an interesting little video filmed by Noel of a string session at Abbey Road, and it just says first run through of the strings of INGUT. So we don't know what that means yet. I think the best guess I saw was I'll never give up trying. I think that's probably a good one. So I don't know what that is, but I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. But it was lovely. It was a really, really lovely string session. And so let's drop a little bit of that in here. So yeah, I really like that. I love strings. I've always loved strings in music, going back to how they were often used brilliantly in a lot of Britpop songs, and that really made me appreciate them. And then and then obviously go back into the history of it and stuff, and they've been such an important part of rock and pop music. And and the strings on this sound absolutely fantastic. I really hope it's a big, important part of the song and not just buried in a lot of the other production. I know Noel's been, you know, really getting into his keyboards and things in recent years. I'd love to have a bit more strings in this album, but it's definitely a positive sign of things to come for the upcoming album if it's got tracks like this with elements like this. And talking of Noel's album, interestingly, some internet sleuths managed to find that some artwork had been posted, I think on like Amazon Kindle channel or something like that, of an image and a title. So Noel Gallagher's album is apparently, unless it's all a big hoax, is going to be called Council Skies. And the and then the image was like a black and white image of like a roundabout, with sort of the Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds band equipment set up on the roundabout. And it was quite cool in black and white. Having done a bit of digging, I couldn't find anything else, any other Oasis sort of reference to Council Skies, but there was a Pete McKee book called Council Skies, I think in 2019. And I know Noel's done stuff with Pete McKee before, so whether or not that sort of just an inspiration or some sort of tie-in, I don't know. But it looks interesting and slightly different. you know, a lot of the recent artwork he's been done has been the Gareth Halliday stuff, or, you know, similar, where it's been really over the top and these crazy images and all kinds of colours and very psychedelic, whereas this is really stripping that back. And maybe then with the fact that we know there's definitely prominent strings in at least one track, it'd be maybe nice. Is this sort of an indication of, you know, council skies and the black and white photography of what looks like a Manchester? I think Dan Best said he thinks that it's where the old Main Road Stadium used to be. But I don't know that for definite. So it all bodes well. So very much looking forward to that. There was no other news on the Liam front, I don't think. Just a couple of tweets about sort of Merry Christmas and that sort of thing. Nothing else to cover on the news front. So let's talk about awards, shall we? So what I've done is I've gone through and just looked at the history of Oasis at the main awards. Obviously, there's other stuff that they've been nominated for and won over the years that weren't really that important, or not huge to us in the UK anyway, or they wouldn't have performed at them or turned up to them. So it's not as big a deal. So what I've focused on is like the NME Awards, the Brit Awards, the Mercury's, the Grammys, MTV, all that sort of stuff. So let's just go through chronologically, shall we? And we'll just see where we go. So the first one I'm aware of was the Q Awards in 1994. So Q is interesting. They sort of do their awards. You know, a lot of awards end up being sort of January, February time. They've tended to do their awards in November. And so by November 94, obviously, definitely maybe had come out, a number of singles had come out. So, you know, so they were therefore up for an award in 1994, and they won Best New Act. Now there isn't any footage of this that I'm aware of, very limited information online. All I could kind of find was a picture of Noel there with Justine Frischmann, and he's got his super short haircut that he had around the time when they filmed the Whatever video. So he's got that short haircut, and he looks to be having a nice time with Justine Frischmann. So nothing, so it would be great if we got some information on it, or some footage would be fantastic. But other than that, all we know is that they won it. I mean, it was very cool of Q to sort of pick them out and give it to them just a couple of months after Definitely Maybe had come out. Great stuff for them to win Best New Act at the time. We then get into January 24th, the NME Awards. So this is where Oasis then really have a good run. They win Single of the Year for Live Forever, Album of the Year for Definitely Maybe, and Best New Band. And this was Liam's first appearance at an awards. There's no footage I'm aware of them sort of being on stage and things like that, but there is an interview that I've managed to dig out. So let's have a little listen to this.
Okay, first one. How do you feel about being nominated for so many awards and then run away with all?
Don't feel anything. No.
Why not?
Because I don't.
Who else do you think should have been like nominated that is not at all here?
No one. We should have been nominated for more than that. Rap artists, new rap artists.
What do you think of like sort of award seminars?
It's the first one I've been to. Like, I'm asked about them really. I'm just down here today and I'm doing it. Getting a free drink at Sweethearts.
But do you think, you know, like the Brit Awards and like the MTV Awards, do you think this one is this? Do you think this is sort of the same kind of self-congratulating, like, happening as them?
I don't know, because I've never been to the Brit Awards. I've never been to any awards. This is my first one.
Do you think you're going to be nominated for the Brit Award?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, NME, like, breaks or makes bands?
No. It breaks a lot of bands, but it don't break us. Oasis. Because Oasis break themselves, because we do a lot of work. Now, I mean, we do a lot of gigs, do a lot of interviews, so we break ourselves. We don't need the press to break us.
Reading up on it, as I said, Oasis did win all those three awards. the other point made on the NME Awards webpage regarding this is that James D. Bradfield of the Manic Street Preachers came up to collect an award for the best Radio 1 evening session, and Liam was heckling from the crowd and James told him to shut the fuck up. So yes, so that's the first example we get of Liam Gallagher heckling from the crowd, and it won't be the last. All right, a month later, at the 20th of February 1995, as was referenced in that little interview, Oasis go to the Brits. Now, this is the year when Blur absolutely dominated. They won four awards. Oasis won Best British Breakthrough Act, and they were also nominated for British Group, Definitely Maybe for British Album, and Live Forever for British Single. And when Blur won, he said that the best band should have been shared with Oasis. And it was interesting, I think, that you had this kind of, that's one of those first points where you've got this real connection between them that would then, you know, would then be become such a significant part of the next year or so.
There's quite a lot of people we'd like to thank, but we paid you far too much money to come here and like shot your egos. I'd like to thank Ray Davis for influencing me. I'd like to thank George Martin for producing the best band ever was, the Beatles. I'd like to thank all our parents. Live forever. See you later.
Next up, into September 1995, and I think this is really fascinating moment in time when we're looking back at the history of Oasis. So they were nominated for the Mercury Prize, which is ultimately won by Portishead for their album Dummy. This is Definitely Maybe being nominated. And you'll hear from this interview clip here that it's a fascinating point for the band, because this is the point when Gwigs has gone off with exhaustion. They've got the album about to come out in October. They've got the big Earl's Court gigs coming up. And it was at that point, they haven't got Scott McLeod in yet, and they still weren't quite sure what was going on. So let's have a listen to this.
You're not planning on leaving, are you?
Very tired. Exhausted. What's going on?
Can you confirm that the shows at Earl's Court are going to go ahead?
The shows at Earl's Court are going to go ahead.
Has anything led to Paul's tiredness, or is it just sort of the cumulative effect of the last couple of years?
We work very hard. We're a very hard-working band. Some of us in the band can handle it more than others. Paul's just decided that he's not in the right physical condition to go on. So we've said, OK, go on holiday, and we've cancelled a few shows. Big deal.
You're talking about auditioning a new live bass player. Any ideas yet how long they'll be in the band?
Well, that's Bill Wyman, and he's fat and old, isn't he? He costs too much money. Now, we've not actually made any decisions yet, apart from Paul's going on holiday. He's very tired, and when he comes back, he's back in the group. Up until then, we don't know what we're going to do, but we're definitely going to do Earl's Court, and we don't know how many bass players, or what bass player we're going to use.
Blair wins tonight, are you going to congratulate them?
Blair aren't nominated, darling.
So, if it came out to Paul, I mean, he's just still very much part of the band, is he?
Of course he is, yeah, man, he's the bass player. He's not that good, he's not great, man. I mean, the drummer was indispensable. Gwigs ain't. Paul isn't. It's as simple as that. Once he's ready to come back into the group, he's there. In the meantime, we're contracted to do said shows. We've got to go and do that. We want to do that for the fans more than anything, and we're going to have to go and do that. But Paul is Oasis. If he ever leaves Oasis, the band splits up.
So I love that. I just love kind of Noel's attitude at this time. You know, it's like a big media scrum. It's worth watching a video of this. There's all these journalists all stood around him firing questions, talking over each other, and it's just very entertaining. You can hear all the journalists kind of getting annoyed at each other. Like, someone will ask a question, they want to do a follow-up, but then someone jumps in with something else. And, you know, especially when Noel's sort of giving these kind of quite cheeky answers sometimes, you can see they're just thinking, oh, my question was better than that. But yeah, here's another little clip here. This is Noel talking about a couple of points that would come up again and again in the Oasis years, which is regarding Britpop, and then regarding the fact that, are they English or Irish?
What do you think about all the talk about Britpop being this flavour for the year?
Britpop. We're not Britpop. We're Universal Rock. That's what we are. We're not Britpop.
The media can take the Britpop and stick it as far at the back end to the country house as they can take it. We're a universal rock band, we're not Britpop.
Are you talking to any of the
other... Just Irish for a start.
You talking to any of the other entries tonight? Were you sort of thinking about going up and saying hello to Portishead or anything like that?
Yeah, we're all, you know, we're going to chat with them. Whatever, I don't know.
No, do you consider yourself Irish? Would you say you're an Irish...
County Mayo.
Yeah,
no, he's
County Mayo, but would you consider yourself as an Irish fan?
I consider myself to be Noel Gallagher. And that's right. I mean, my parents are Irish, I was born in England. I consider myself equally Irish and English. I am... British, I suppose. I don't know.
Okay, not too long after that, we have the MTV Europe Music Awards on the 23rd of November 1995, at which Oasis are nominated for Best Rock, but they don't win, it's just a nomination. But I did manage to find this clip of Liam being interviewed by MTV Europe, which I thought was quite entertaining.
But Liam, like, coming from Manchester makes you speak really slow.
No, drinking all day makes you talk really slow, doesn't it?
No, I've had two drinks all day. But us Mancunians tend to speak really fast. So I've been told to speak really slow.
Oh, it's for Europe, is it? So everyone understands you. So we're talking fashion, actually, right, darling? So anything special that you think, okay... Is this a special fashion outfit, or is it just like whatever you wanted to wear today?
What yours?
No, you! It's a big award show.
No, mine's a pair of Lee, like, semis, like, from Japan. Like, a coat I got from, like, Germany, a pair of trainers I got from Germany. It's not my kind of scene. Like, you know,
dressing
like,
up.
Yeah, I like to wear, like, baggy clothes, you know what I mean? And not, like, short, tactical. I like to, like, have it hanging loose, man, loose fit. Pair, like, tight up top, pair of pair of trainers.
So what do you think is the worst fashion mistake someone's made? Have you seen someone that's so so fashionable and has really done your head in and it looks hideous?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who?
You. You look like a dove.
I now understand why this guy doesn't do many interviews.
Okay, also in November 1995, at some point, I'm not sure the exact date of the Q Awards, but the 1995 Q Awards happened and Oasis were nominated for Best Live Act and they won Best Live Act. I think it's quite interesting that that was all that they were nominated for and won. You know, and the other winners at the time, Best Producer, Tricky, Best Reissue Stroke Compilation was the Help album. Inspiration Award went to David Bowie and Brian Eno. Merit Award went to Eric Clapton. Songwriter Award went to Van Morrison. Best Act in the World Today went to REM. Best New Act went to Supergrass. And Best Album went to Blur, The Great Escape. And so Oasis got Best Live Act. I thought that was interesting, really, that Blur getting the Best Album when most people kind of, you know, dismissed The Great Escape. I don't think it got many awards. But actually, yeah, for it to get Best Album that year, maybe they just wanted to give one to Oasis and one to Blur. Not sure, but there you go. All right, next up we had the 1996 Brits. Now, this is the classic. This is the one that when people think about Oasis Awards, they tend to remember this one because this is a really, really special one. And you know what? So they won three awards this night. They win Wonderwall for Best Video. They win What's the Story for Best Album. And they win Best Group. And there were some really epic moments that everyone always remembers. So let's just go one by one, shall we?
Yes, do it. Here are the nominations for the best video.
Pulp for Common People. Oasis, Wonderwall. Blur, Country House. Take That, Back for Good. And Radiohead for Just.
All right. And the winner is, for the best video, Oasis, Wonderwall.
Last year, of course, the year when Blur won four Brits, Oasis won the Best Newcomer Award. So this could be the start of something good for Oasis, the Best Video Award.
Well, for one right here, Michael's going to give me a slap right in the face, so come on. And for another, I'd just like to say,
sausages.
Thanks to it was the geezer who directed it.
Nigel.
Nigel. Thanks to Nigel Dick. I mean, it's a bad name, but there you go. Never mind. Here you go. Never mind. You know what I mean? There we go. There we go. There we went. Got now to say, except for I'm extremely rich and you lot aren't.
And I'm not even in it.
Has-beens shouldn't present fucking awards to gonna bees.
Well, Oasis have made one appearance up here, but will they be back for more?
Oh, good evening.
So we have the first one for best video. We have this Mick Hutchence issue. So now I know that this has come up in recent years. There was a documentary about Mick Hutchence, and a lot of people pointed to the fact that this was a really, really difficult moment for him. I think James Hargreaves made a whole like hour-long video about it. So I won't go into that level of detail, but you know, yes, it's hard if you think like the things have changed so quickly in music, in that kind of leather trousers, kind of long hair look that Mick Hutchence had was kind of out very quickly. And then so suddenly, you know, he comes to the stage, and I think there'd been potential like, you know, oh, did he not like Liam, or they're going to have a fight or whatever. So Liam sort of addresses that straight away. But then he kisses him on the cheek and it's all fine. Noel sort of then just blathers on, not really sure what to say for a while. I love the fact that Gwigs jumps in. I'm not even in it. That's brilliant. You know, so after this sort of minute or so of like Noel not really knowing what to say, taking the mickey out of Nigel Dick's name a little bit, then we get this killer line: has-beens shouldn't be given awards to gonna-bees. And you just see Mick Hutchence just look devastated. And yeah, and apparently, depending on your take on it, this was one of the contributing factors that sort of, you know, was a major issue for him and his mental health. So yeah, it's pretty mean for Noel to say that in front of all those people. Just think the guts, the balls of the man to say that with him stood right there. I mean, Jesus, you know, he said some pretty brutal things about other people as well. But just to say it, literally with him stood right there. I mean, Mick Hutchence could have lamped him, you know. But anyway, yeah, Noel has been known for his acid tongue over time. And yeah, it was a pretty brutal thing to say, I thought. But then, you know, we moan about people not being cool and not being controversial. At least it was controversial. But yeah, pretty harsh. Anyway, next up was Best Album.
Here are the nominations for the Best Album Award.
Blur, Oasis, Pulp, Radiohead, and Paul Weller.
And the winner of this award is Oasis.
That seemed like a long time since Noel worked as a guitar roadie for Inspiral Carpet. It looks like it could be Oasis evening tonight. This is their second award of the Brits in 96.
Thank you very much.
Madrid, Penny, Robbie, Marcus. Come on, the captain.
Right, right. Yeah, for anyone who's tough enough to come and take us off this stage, we're going to talk all night now. She's right.
In the best right. Producers we've
I'd like to thank all the fans, all the people who make us what we are. I'd like to thank all the people.
All the people.
So many people. And they walk your candid hands. And it has through their shite life.
Right. Hey, if anybody's got a demo tape, send it to this man, Alan McGee, Creation Records. This is what it's about.
You can't go. Come here. Can't go. Now, you're not performing tonight because you're here for you're right. Having a laugh.
Before we go any further, right, surely like, the security of this place can send up more than fucking ginger bollocks to throw us off the stage.
No, you don't have to.
A ginger bloke geezer I cannot throw Oasis off the stage, so come on.
We don't want you to go, we want you to stay here because
to the microphone.
You performed in Earls Court last year. We've got Don't Look Back in Anger. This is Oasis live in this auditorium last year.
So much to unpack here. So we've got Owen Morris taking the stage, which was brilliant. And we've got then, and it's fair enough, he was the producer on the album. He was a really, really important part of the album. So fair play to him. He gets a couple of thanks out. Noel tries to then say, and best producer should have been me and this drunk, I think he says. Because Owen Morris, we know, liked to drink, and he was clearly a bit worse for wear that night. And just to say, producer of the year for that year was Brian Eno. And the other nominees were John Leckie, Nelly Hooper, Owen Morris, Noel Gallagher, and Stephen Street. So yeah, that's a nice moment. Then we get this whole, all the people, Shite Life, that sort of thing. Apparently they were all supposed to say Marmite, but then Liam jumps in with Shite Life. But I love that. I mean, it's just such a ballsy kind of rude thing to do. I like this, this compared with the Hutchins one. This is just a bit kinder, a bit more playful rather than just acerbic and brutal. But yeah, and then you get the image of, Liam with the beard, and he's sticking the award up his arse and all that sort of stuff, which is just magic. Just, it was, as a 15-year-old watching this, it was just the best thing in the world. This is exactly what you want from your rock stars, just to be misbehaving and being idiots. And then that whole thing about we're not leaving the stage, you're going to get this ginger bollock, you're going to need someone else to get us off the stage. And I thought Chris Evans, to be fair to him, I'm not the biggest fan of Chris Evans, but I thought he handled it well to then kind of use that to then intro the recorded live show at performance of Don't Look Back in Anger at Earl's Court. So to be fair, he did quite well. But they must have been then pretty gutted when they knew that they were going to come back on and win Best Band, which they did. And here's the clip.
Here are the nominations for the Best British Group.
Blur. Lightning Seeds. Oasis. Pulp. And Radiohead.
And the Best British Group is Oasis.
It's a hat trick of Brits, of course, for Oasis. Best video, best album, and now Best British Group. And how are they going to celebrate?
Is it any wonder? We've not got a lot to say, right? But at the end of the day, right, it's all a fake, this thing, right? We knew we were going to do it anyway. So that is it.
Can I say
hello, Mum and Dad?
Oi! There are seven people in this room tonight who are giving a little bit of hope to young people in this country. That is me, our kid, Bonehead, Quigsy, Alan White, Alan McGee and Tony Blair. And if you've all got anything about you, you get up there and you shake Tony Blair's hand, man. He's a man. Power to the people!
Love this. Again, here we go. So a lot to unpack here as well. Liam's Is It Any Wonder? I've always loved. Bonehead getting a little quick say. Love it. Saying hello to their mams. And then the classic seven people giving hope to young people in this country. Go and vote Labour, power to the people. Just brilliant. And I know people have then criticised over the years, they shouldn't have got in bed with the Labour government or whatever. But, take it in the context of the time. It was exciting. As a 15-year-old, to know that this young, vibrant force was coming and was going to sweep away 12 years of conservative rule, and my band liked him. It was exciting. It was genuinely exciting, and so I was just I just thought that was brilliant, and I've always loved it the way he does it as well. Power to the people. I mean, it's a bit cheesy and stupid, but I absolutely love it. So yeah, definitely one of the best 1996 Brit Awards. It doesn't get a bunch better than that, does it? Right, then a couple of weeks later, we have the NME Awards in 1996, in which Oasis absolutely swept the board. Best single, best album, best live band, and best band.
Jarvis may have won two awards, but he was far from impressed.
It was a disaster for us. We hoped that we would sweep the board, especially in the worst record category. And we only won two, and I'm quite upset about that.
And Jarvis wasn't the only one. Despite winning a massive four awards, Noel Gallagher from Oasis got straight on the phone to his brother Liam.
Hello, our kid, we only got four, they ripped us off.
We don't sound in big edits, which I am. I actually thought we'd get more.
And Sean Ryder from Black Rake was inclined to agree.
Obviously Oasis was getting all that stuff, right? You know what I mean? I mean, even me, they brought rock and roll back alive for me, you know what I mean? Some might say we will find a brighter day. Yeah, cos I've been standing at the station in need of education in the rain.
Oasis may have left with only four awards, but at least they arrived in style as Noel showed off his brand new Rolls Royce.
It's causing me a lot of trouble at the moment, that car, isn't it?
Why?
Well, everybody wants a lift everywhere, and I can't, you know, I can't drive. I've just got my first provisional driving licence, which allows me to ride a moped. I've just bought a scooter, so I'm just still trying to get my head around riding a scooter, let alone a Rolls Royce.
All right, next up, it's another pretty legendary performance. This is from the MTV Awards in 1996. And yeah, this is a very famous one, a very famous moment in Oasis history where they have this big opportunity to go over to America and perform at, like, you know, probably the biggest award ceremony at the time, probably bigger than the Grammys, I'd say, at the time. So, you know, this was huge for a band to get this opportunity. They do Champagne Supernova, and Liam then subsequently spits on the ground, and not just spits, but has like a big dangly flob hanging out of his mouth, and he pours beer on the ground, and they're generally just, they look miserable and not very happy about it. There's also a nice little video. I haven't included it here because the audio quality is not great, but it's worth checking out. As they're sort of interviewed on the walk to the venue, and that's sort of an interesting sort of couple of minutes little chat with Noel. But yeah, so here's a little bit of the Champagne Supernova, plus also how it was followed up by the host, Dennis Miller, who is now apparently a conservative sort of radio host. But yeah, this was their big moment, and this is what they did.
Hope you have a great time. Special people change. Our man that likes to live is strange. Where we are, while we would get high. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where we are, while we would get high. Someday you will find me company the last line in a champagne super.
Wow, he spilled a beer.
All right, then moving on to 1997. So in sort of the you know, 1997 awards, sort of awarding stuff from 1996, obviously Oasis didn't have an album out in 1996. So, you know, they weren't really qualified for many awards. But at the NME Awards, they did get a couple. They got Best Event for Nebworth and Best Band. Noel went along, and let's hear his acceptance speeches.
Fair enough. All right. I'd like to thank all the bands who played on all them 2 days with us. I'd also like to point out that there was one person who wasn't Nebworth, and he's not here tonight, and the editor of the No Memory Express, forgot to mention Rob Collins, this is for him.
I don't think he wants to rock and roll, mate. I think he's got enough of that already.
Something else for the mantelpiece, no. Oasis!
It says a lot when you don't have a record out in 1 year and you still win the best band. I've just got to say that the people always know.
But it's probably more famous for this little interview he does where he talked about drugs. It's the famous drugs being like, taking drugs is like having a cup of tea. So let's have a bit of this.
There's people in the Houses of Parliament, man, who were bigger heroin addicts and like cocaine addicts than anyone in this room right now. And it's all about honesty at the end of the day. If he's done that, fair enough, everybody does it. You do it, 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 and you do it. He doesn't do it. Because he's a Buddhist, right? No, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I mean, as soon as people realise that the majority of the people in this country take drugs, then, I mean, the better off we'll all be. It's not like a scandalous sensation. Drugs, it's like, you know, it's like getting up and having, you know, it's like getting up and having a cup of tea in the morning. And, you know, and some people realise that, then, well, that's their tough, isn't it? Do you want a line?
And this was a big deal. I've got a MTV news page here from 31st of January 1997. Oasis' Noel Gallagher decried for drug comments. Tom Sackville, the Home Office Interior Minister, said, "For someone in his position to condone drug abuse is really stupid." And another government official, Conservative Tim Rathbone, told reporters that the government should now investigate the bringing of criminal charges against Gallagher for his comments. So this was apparently talking about the Brian Harvey. At the time, Brian Harvey from E17 had talked about taking ecstasy. And so he was sort of following up on that. But yeah, it was just one of those. It's another classic where, you know, they were in the paper like literally every week there was something else. And yeah, this was the big story of the day. But yeah, even getting talked about by politicians. There you go. All right. Now, a bit of a jump now. So we've following on from the those NME Awards in 97. The Brits, Don't Look Back in Anger was nominated for Best British Single, but didn't win. The Grammys in February 97, Wonderwall was nominated for a couple of awards, but didn't win. Then into sort of November 97, at the Q Awards, Oasis won Best Act in the World. They were nominated for Best Live Act. And then November 1997, at the MTV Europe Awards, they were nominated for Best Group and won Best Rock Act. None of these I've managed to find any sort of clips from, so I don't know if either they didn't go or there's just the stuff isn't out there on the internet. I don't really know. And then into the Brits in 1998, February 98. So this is when Be Here Now was then up for awards. And they were nominated for Best British Group. And Be Here Now was nominated for the Best Album, and Do You Know What I Mean was nominated for Best Video, but they didn't win any of them. into the 1999 Grammys, All Around the World was nominated for Best Video, and it lost to Ray of Light. I love that video. I think that video is brilliant, and it's the same guys that did Tonight Tonight, Smashing Pumpkins, which I think won the Best Video the year before. Yeah, great video. The Ray of Light, I think that's pretty rubbish, wasn't it? It was just Madonna dancing about in front of like sped up footage, so I don't know why that one, but anyway, so let's get on to now. This is a big one now. So this is the Q Awards in 2000. So now things are changing in Oasis. Obviously, you know, we see that all those wins in 96, in 97 we see what the couple of the wins, but then once we then get into the Be Here Now era, right, they don't get anything really. And so, yeah, so whereas then 2000 comes around, so things have changed a bit. You know, Oasis aren't the biggest band in the world. It's, you know, the people winning is like Coldplay and you know, I think the Mannix and Travis and people like that tend to be winning a lot of these awards. Plus then Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams is now dominating a lot of these awards. And into 2000, we have all the Robbie Williams related stuff at the Q Awards. So, yeah, so Robbie Williams wins an award and he gets on stage and he says this.
Would anybody like to see me fight Liam? Liam, 100 grand of your money, 100 grand of my money, we'll get in the ring and we'll have a fight and you can all watch it on TV. What do you think about that?
So that was at the Brit Awards in 2000, but they weren't there. So the next time that they are in the same room together is at the Q Awards. Oasis were up for Best Live Act, and this is what happened.
He's got the best live roadie, and we taught him very well.
The winner is Oasis.
Now then, if anybody could tell me why Dominic Moan's on a panel judging anything, I'm sat at table 11 over there. Better still, go and tell him because he's looking really flummoxed at the moment. Thank you very much.
This one's from Robbie, as usual. Understands the letter Q.
So there we have Dominic Moan mentioned. So he was a columnist for The Sun. He did the Bizarre column from 98 to 2003. So that's where he was at the time. And he went on to be the editor of The Sun later on. And then we get this, obviously, this Robbie thing that Liam says here. And once again, it's sort of like, you know, he says, oh, there's a Q. Well, he's obviously there saying that Robbie's queer. Which is a bit of a, you know, once again, it's unacceptable, I suppose. In this day and age, you'd probably be cancelled for that. But I think that's definitely what he's pointing out. So Robbie Williams and Guy Chambers get up to receive a award for best songwriters. And Guy does this whole long, normal acceptance speech. Robbie gets on the mic with Liam sitting a couple of rows away and says this.
I'm just going to keep my gob shut.
And then we had backstage interview with Noel and Liam and Dominic Brickstock, where Liam went into a bit more detail on it.
What next for Oasis?
Acid house music.
Try and keep Liam out of jail for the rest of the day, we'll be happy.
And what about the thing with Robbie? Is it ongoing? Is it real?
Listen, the guy offered me out, right, when I was in the country, in front of MTV, right, yeah?
Yeah.
He didn't say his fucking word today, right, yeah? When I'm four tables across the road from him, right, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? I know his record company said, oh, yeah, be cool. I ain't going to say anything, because he writes great fucking songs.
He left early. Do you think you drove him out?
No.
No?
I reckon he drove himself out, mate.
Do you think? Oh, touched in the crotch by Liam Gallagher.
Everybody just fucking calm down. It's peace and fucking love.
He slags my band off, and he slags my wife or my girlfriend off, and he slags my brother off, I'm going to knock him out. Anyone else?
Right, into 2001 now, and this is an interesting one. So this is not Oasis being up for anything, but this is U2 getting the Outstanding Achievement and Noel presenting the award to them at the Brit Awards in 2001. And and I think the main reason why this really stands out was the little dig at A1 from the stage. A1, if you don't know, were like sort of the pop band of the day. And a lot of these awards ended up sort of being public votes and things like that. So you'd end up getting some really bizarre sort of, you know, just whoever was the big pop band of the day sort of getting nominated for things. And A1 got nominated for what I think Best Newcomer. And Noel was clearly not best pleased.
Ladies and gentlemen, to present this tribute to one of the biggest bands in the world, we have a man from one of the other biggest bands in the world.
He's the songwriting genius behind Oasis. Please show your respect for him by clapping very loudly. It's Mr. Noel Gallagher.
Hello.
This award ceremony over the years has been it's been accused of not having a sense of humour, but then when you see A1 winning Best Newcomer, you know that somebody's taking a piss somewhere. But anyway, this award goes to a band who have made an outstanding contribution to music, apparently. But anyway, the award goes to a bunch of guys who've made an outstanding contribution to my record collection over I don't know how many years, and probably to your record collection, and probably to even the cool people from Brighton. Probably you even like them as well. From the Republic of Ireland, be upstanding and show some respect for you too.
Well, once again, like, it's the balls on the guy, isn't it, to just say, you know, they're going to be in the same room, and yet he's happy to just say that just so brazenly. It's unbelievable, really. And I suppose it's interesting by this stage, you know, they're giving out Outstanding Achievement Awards. They've reached that point where they're deemed to be at the level where they would be giving an Outstanding Achievement Award someone like you to. And you heard from the intro there, they were sort of being put on that, on the same pedestal as like U2 had been. Okay, into 2003 now. So this is when, obviously, Heathen Chemistry was then available for awards. They were nominated at the Brit Awards for Best British Group on 20th of February. They didn't win. On to the 28th of February 2003, they go to the NME Awards, which is obviously voted for by NME readers. So even though this is well past Oasis peak now, they are still winning awards at the NME Awards. So 2003, they are nominated for Best Live Band, and then they win Best UK Band and Artist of the Year in 2003. And you can hear it in Noel's acceptance speech here that, you know, that obviously they were not the fashionable band now. So the fact that, you know, the voters were still voting for them, readers were still voting for them, was obviously not going to be too popular with some people.
It's a shame he's not here because it's getting a bit dull, this. But now, to all the people on the NME that voted for us for this, I thank you very much. For all the people that didn't, how much on a scale of 1 to 10 does this hurt you? Thank you.
How are you feeling about things, you know, in terms of the Heathen Chemistry, in terms of the...
Well, I was just saying to somebody over there, it's like we've done nearly a million albums now, so, in England, so I'm really, really pleased, you know, to say that, you know, or about 18 months before that, we nearly broke up and Bonard and Griggs left and stuff. It's amazing that we've done an album in the first place, but I'm also happy that we were left alone to record and produce it ourselves, and I think we proved a lot of... I think we proved a lot to ourselves as a band, really, and a lot to other people, and maybe a lot to our fans as well. So
now you've done that, do you think that you're gonna go ahead and produce your records again, or are you quite keen to collaborate with somebody again?
I'd like to work. Well, let me make this statement: there will be a producer working on my songs on the next album. This shower can do what they want.
Somebody tells me they'll come along for the ride, bro.
Produce my stuff.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll be working on Gems, and then I'm gonna get a professional to work on mine.
Throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you got to do. And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
And there you go, as you heard there, Noel also did a cover of Wonderwall live at that award ceremony, and he did the slightly Ryan Adamsy version of it, which was very cool. Next one, in 2003, he was nominated for the Ivor Novello for Stop Crying Your Heart Out. I don't know if I mentioned this, actually. They were nominated for the Ivor Novello back in 1996, And it was, I think there's a bit of a cheeky one by the Ivan Novello's. They were put up for a joint award with Blur, and he refused to accept it. So that was a funny one. But yeah, same again here. Stop Crying Your Heart Out, nominated for the Ivan Novello for Best Song. Best Song musically and lyrically, and it didn't win. So then we move into 2005, which was an interesting one. So we have the NME Awards, in which Definitely Maybe was nominated for the Best Music DVD, and it won.
And the middle finger goes to Oasis.
There's an Easter egg on the DVD that tells the story of one of Noel's neighbours who was driven to distraction by hearing cigarettes and alcohol over and over again.
Oh. I think Liam's a bit too overwhelmed to come up here and accept this. Either that or he's in the toilets being very 1995. Thanks to all the people that worked on the... what is it, DVD? Dick Carruthers, that's his name, I kid you not. Emma. And I'd like to thank Alan McGee. By the way, we're out of contract in about 6 weeks, that's all I'm saying.
Then into the Q Awards in 2005, because then we have, you know, like we know, that's in October 2005. So then that's the first award ceremony where the Don't Believe the Truth stuff is then up for consideration. And they had 6 nominations, which is very impressive. If you think back in 2002, they only had 3 nominations, which was The Hindu Times, Best Live Act and Best Act in the World. So it's a very, very impressive to get that many. And I suppose if you think about it, that is the difference with the critical reception from Heathen Chemistry to Don't Believe the Truth, I suppose. But yeah, the nominations were for Best Video and Best Track, both to The Importance of Being Idle, nominated. Don't Believe the Truth won Best Album, and then Best Live Act and Best Act in the World was nominated, and the People's Choice Award, they won. Now, the other big winner in 2005 was Coldplay. And and there were some fun and games with both Liam and Noel attending and then Coldplay as well, sort of doing a bit of their shtick from the stage as well. So this is quite good fun.
I thought we were going to win nothing, you know what I mean? So you never know these days. I come because, you know, you get invited, you know what I mean? And, you know.
Nice to win.
And if I wouldn't have won anything, I'd f***ing smash the gaff up.
This is the Q Awards, right? To be quite honest, you're not missing much, right? Jonathan Ross. F***ing Rodney, right? You're not missing much. It wasn't that clever, to be honest. But it's better than watching EastEnders. Marginally.
And Oasis, Don't Believe the Truth. But the winner of the Best Album of the Q Awards 2005 is Don't Believe the Truth by Oasis.
Right then, who's first then?
Me. Who's not here?
It's got to be you there with that weird haircut there. How many haircuts you got there for?
You know.
I'd like to thank all the people who voted for us.
It's not often we come here and don't get that token gesture of live act, you know, where you can play the guitar, brilliant, nice one. But nice one for the best album. Thank you very much.
Thank you, this is the one.
Holy sh-. Somewhere in the world, Alan McGee is having a heart attack. I don't know if you remember that, but he said we'd never make it. And he was, in a way, right, because we may be the best act in the world today, but probably not tomorrow. That'll probably go back to Oasis, for whom we'd like to show our undying love and respect, and the tabloids. Because they make our lives a misery, and you know, we're not in a fight with anyone. We're not in a fight with anyone, except George Bush and all those guys. And I think Liam, although he's been rude, is... He's charming, you know, in a... Anyway, so what we're trying to say, what am I trying to say, man?
Thanks very much to everybody, you know. Everybody who's helped us out.
Yeah. We're not... What'd you say? What else did I want to say, man?
I don't know.
And we're not great at these speech things, you know, but it's amazing to win this. And we know that there's Hooky over there. There's Yoko Ono, who's, you know, something of a goddess. And there's Richard Ashcroft, who's given us his respect, which meant a lot to us. And there's all of you people who, some of you probably hate us, but I couldn't give a shit because we're the best actor in the world. Bye. Noel, are we in a fight?
No, you and our kid are.
Why are we in a fight, though? I don't get it.
I have no idea. Two
together. Who started this fight?
You did.
I didn't start any
fight.
You're
hilarious. Oh. How are you doing, Johnny?
Johnny,
how are you?
This is Noel from the band
Osmosis.
We're good friends.
We used to be friends.
Oh, come on.
Until he slept with my sister.
Chris, behave.
I'm joking. How many awards did you win? Like 12?
We won as many as you did.
No, we just won one.
Oh, we got two.
Well, you won twice.
Never mind. Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Where's your brother in a fight with him?
He's not. He's just been Liam, isn't he?
Is he in a fight? This is
no, he's not. Oh, come on. Let's not bring it down.
Okay, so into 2006, Oasis go to the Brits and they are nominated for Best Rock Act and Best Live Act, but don't win either of them. Then a couple of weeks later, they go to the NME Awards and they do a lot better. They get Best Video, a win for The Importance of Being Idol. And they are nominated for Best British Track for Importance of Being Idol, Best Album for Don't Believe the Truth, Best British Band, and Best Live Act. So they're nominated for all those, win Best Video. I can't find any footage from that one relating to them, so I don't know if they were there. There is, annoyingly, if you go onto the NME page for 2006, it links you through to them winning Best Band, which is from 2009, which we'll come on to in a while, so NME needs to sort that out. The next one was the Q Awards in October 2006, where Oasis do well. They get a Best Act in the World, and they also Noel Gallagher wins a Classic Songwriter Award. And we've got a bit of an interview from there, so let's have this here.
It's Yahoo Music at the Q Awards. We're with Noel Gallagher, who picked up a Best Songwriter today, which we all knew.
I didn't know that. I genuinely didn't know that. Nobody, these people from my office said we were getting the Best Act in the World today. And then when they said, what a genius this guy is. I mean, he's written some of the greatest songs in the history of popular music.
You're hanging out with me.
And a brilliant guy as well. And amazingly, better looking in the flesh than he is on camera. And then they started the thing, and I was like, I said to my manager, and he said, I thought it'd be a surprise. I was like, I don't like surprises. I hate surprises. By the time I got up there, I was doing one of those, I'm genuinely quite shocked about this. But when people get up there and say that, when I'm at one time, they're like, get to f***.
Yeah,
genuinely. Exactly. You knew 4 months ago, like I did, but I genuinely didn't know that.
Do you know what? Best time to win this one as well, because it's at a time now where Oasis are a full band. Andy's writing, Gem's writing, Liam writing. Next time you go into a recording studio with that, put them in their place.
Look at that. Andy said, Andy got the two awards mixed up. I mean, the best act in the world today. He said, can I have that one? I was like, well, you can't have been that one, that's for sure.
That's mine.
But no, it'd be great. The next time we go and make a record, I'll just go in and plonk it on top of the mixing desk and go, yeah?
Now, when I tell you that doesn't need a guitar part there, listen.
Get your gongs out, eh?
Thank you very much.
Pleasure, man.
Cheers.
So it's nice to hear Noel, you know, genuinely sounding like he's moved by that, actually, which was quite cool. I suppose it must be quite a shock. But once again, we're into the, you know, it's interesting that they get Best Act in the World, which I suppose must be a fan-voted thing. Just once again, still shows how popular they were with the fans, not winning Best Album or anything like that, but best act in the world, to be fair. And Noel getting that Songwriter Award, which is cool. Then into 2007, this is one of my favourites. So we go to the Brit Awards, where they win Outstanding Contribution. They play a number of songs on the stage, including Meaning of Soul, which is a really great performance, a little bit different than what you'd normally expect from like a, you know, an Outstanding Contribution set where you play your sort of three most famous songs or whatever. But the main thing is that I absolutely love is this backstage stuff that was recorded and put out with Kate Thornton and Noel and the guys are backstage. And I just love this so much. So I don't know how I'm going to edit this because I just want to include all of it. But yeah, so here is some... Just sit back and enjoy this absolute magic Oasis at the Brit Awards 2007.
Although one man who's never needed rehab is Noel Gallagher.
They asked us to do the first one in 94, and we didn't. Some guy from the Brits committee was so offended that we just said, we're not interested, you know, and he was going, this will ruin your career. I'd just like to say to that fella now, he's probably on the fucking dole.
Get on this.
That's a black American Express card, right? I don't know whether you know this, but you have to earn. It's a ridiculous amount of money per year to get one of those. I bet you haven't got one.
Oasis, Wonderwall.
The last time you actually attended as a group was 1996.
Yeah. So
what are your memories of that night?
This is going out late at night.
Late at night,
yeah.
Everybody
was, and I don't just mean in the Oasis camp, but everybody was on drugs, man. That's all I remember. I always find the Brits is a good night out because more often than not, you're always sat within shouting distance of somebody who's shit, right? And preferably somebody who's their day's gone about 5 years ago, and you're just like, you're rubbish. Rubbish. You know, when like people, fuck you, you're shite. I remember somebody who will remain nameless come up to me the first year we were in 94 and said, I really like your work. And I was going, do you? I hate yours.
Who do you think 2006 belonged to musically?
That Snow Patrol tune that I've just watched them do. It's never off the radio.
They were the second biggest selling band of 2006.
Really?
Yeah, beaten only by the Scissor Sisters.
Yeah, but they're shite though, aren't they?
They are opening the show.
Are they?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'll be having a rather last shit when that takes place.
Do you know what they're doing? Do you know what they're saying?
I'm not interested in what they're doing.
Can I tell you?
Well, I'll tell you what they will be doing. It'll be fucking shit, whatever they are doing.
Japanese puppets. Also performing on the bill on the night. I'll take that. What are your views on them?
I love those boys. I like them now they've grown into men and they're not wearing the lycra shorts anymore. You used to watch them on Top of the Pops and go, oh, man. You know, and they're from, you know, they're from where we're from and that, and it's like, no wonder you never see him around the Arndale Centre. Your head's kicked in.
Robbie Williams?
Mr. Bojangles? Jonathan Wilkes? Eh? You having that? Yeah, you having that?
I said, is it your
Robbie, Jonathan Wilkes. Be like me going on tour with my mate Scully. Yeah, just come on and sing Freaky Dancing. Fuck off. Get a job. I'm in the middle of writing a new album, you know, and I'll be more knocked out by the songs that I write than by this. But if there's an award going around for, you know, greatest living English rock and roll band, fucking hell, man. Get those sunglasses. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the night.
I will do. You two, you're coming to the party, aren't
you? Of course I'm coming to your party.
You're all invited.
And no big surprise, it's a record turnout for the Oasis soundcheck. Come here, it's Valentine's Day.
I fucking caught that.
Did you send him a lovely card today?
Yes.
What did you get?
Okay. She got sick of the Brits, man.
Just in your dressing room.
Oh, yeah.
More booze than any other band.
We're,
well done.
Because we're fucking having it, but we're not drinking until later.
No.
Are we?
No, we're not.
Are we not?
No, we're not.
Babe, your cab's here.
Taxi for Gallagher.
Well, get me coat.
Well, I'm kind of sat there sober and there's lots of Americans getting really excited and spraying shampoo. I have to stand up and say to somebody, do that once more, I'll stick that up your arse, all right? He's like, I'm just really excited. I didn't think I was going to win.
Is that the Killers?
No, it was some idiot from Orson.
Oh, Orson, they were very, they were excited.
So what, you know, when we win them, it's a bit like, thanks. You know, it's not like fucking hell, man. It's like someone's given them an envelope with 500 grand in. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the winner of the Outstanding Contribution Award, the best band in the world, Oasis!
It goes on a bit, well done. Right. We'll see that we don't get nominated for this anymore. I suppose it'll have to do.
What did he say? Thank you very much to anybody who's bought any of our records and come to any of our concerts. All that's left to say is it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So yeah, absolutely love all that. Oh God, I miss them. 2007 NME Awards, they were nominated for Best British Band but didn't win. 2008 the Q Awards, in October 2008, they were nominated for Best Act in the World and didn't win. 2009, we have 26th of February 2009, they go to the NME Awards and they win Best British Band. Didn't turn up because they were off doing the Dig Out Your Soul tour. They were in Italy. But you do hear, as I mentioned earlier, there is a little video that was done with Russell Brand, who by this point had become a good friend of them, and Noel. So this was cool.
The next award is for Best British Band, the greatest band in Great Britain in 2008. This award, supported by Shockwaves, is a huge one. The winner is officially crowned King of British Music and goes on to play off against the champions of other countries for the right to represent planet Earth in future intergalactic festivals. Here to present this huge award from Kasabian, Tom and Serge!
Congratulations to the best three band up.
NME Awards. Are you all cunted or what? What? And the nominations are...
You just said that.
And the winner is, no surprise, it's Oasis!
Unfortunately, Oasis can't be here tonight, although you fuckers voted for them. It's voted by the readers of the NME. In any case, Oasis, although they are probably luckily not here, have sent us this.
Hello, viewers of the NME Awards 2009. I am Russell Brand. I am here to present a very prestigious award. The award is the Best British Band. And in many ways, the Best British Band is the best international band anyway, because we're the best at producing bands. We know this already. And if you think that was an arrogant statement, well, hang on to your hats, because here comes more arrogance in the form of the winners of this year's award, Oasis. Noel, I've got an award for you. Noel's out there. We're in Italy at the moment. That's why he's not there, because he loves awards, but apparently he's got a big love of pasta and mafia. Noel Gallagher, hello. I'm here to present you with Best British Band Award, voted for by NME readers, not a quango or anything like shady people in a boardroom. This is the readers of NME. They want you to have that.
Well, this is ironic, being given the best British band by the second best British comedian. That's so ironic.
I'm better than either Eddie Izzard or Ricky Gervais.
You're not one of them. You're not better than Ricky Gervais, though.
Or Sacha Baron Cohen. It's quite
you're
a lot of good.
Neither, actually.
So he's not certainly a comedian, is he?
Well,
and a better actor than you are.
I'm really good at acting. Soon I will win awards.
He's shit.
This is about Oasis.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall shouldn't
good
be
film.
Called Forgetting Russell Brand.
I play a rock
anyway,
star. A cliched rock star.
It's bollocks.
It's rubbish.
Thanks to all the readers who've voted us Best British Band again. Thank you very much. This has turned into a rather bad idea.
I think it's a good idea. Come, let's cover that up. You're getting on now. No, you shouldn't be swearing at your age. It's bad. It's the wrong message.
For pudding.
Bye. He does want his pudding.
Well, some nice words there from Noel Gallagher.
Interestingly, 2009, they also were nominated for Best Live Band and won Best Band Blog for Noel's blog that he was doing at the time, which is hilarious because it wasn't really a blog. It was just he was texting someone who was then uploading it, which was quite funny. Also at the NME Awards, they were nominated for Best Live Band, Best Album for Dig Out Your Soul, and Shock of Lightning for Best Video. Now, that is all the awards in their lifetime as Oasis as a band, because, as we know, in the summer they broke up. The Q Awards then in October 2009, once again, they're nominated for Best Live Act and Best Act in the World. And then we'll move on to into 2010, and we'll finish it with this, because in 2010 at the Brit Awards, What's the Story Morning Glory is nominated for the British Album of the 30 years since the Brits have been going. And Liam turns up to collect it, which I think is very interesting that he is seen to be the face of Oasis at this point. And he does a fun speech, throws the award into the crowd, and it was just brilliant to have him back on the public scene.
For the last few weeks, listeners of Radio 2 and viewers of Razzle have been voting for the best British album of the last 30 years. My money's on No 12. They're all on there. Topo, Johnny H. Jazz, Glenn Medeiros. Can't go back. Here to present the award is a British rock legend. He's just about to record the theme to the new James Bond film. It's Mr. Noddy Holder.
I'm feeling the noise! Yeah! Every year, the Brits gives a gong to the best British album. And this year, to celebrate the 30th birthday, they put the 10 biggest selling winners into a hat and let the public choose their all-time favourite. Here's the shortlist.
Radio 2 listeners supported the public vote for the Brits album of 30 years. Coldplay, A Rush of Blood to the Head. Dido, No Angel. Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. Duffy, Rock Ferry. Keane, Hopes and Fears. Oasis, What's the Story, Morning Glory. Phil Collins, No Jacket Required. Sade, Diamond Life. Travis, The Man Who. And The Verve, Urban Hymns.
And the winner is... What's the Story, Morning Glory, Oasis! And he's got a special guest today! Yay!
Listen, kids. I want to thank Bonehead, Quiggs, Alan White. The best fans in the world. Live forever.
So there we are. That will do it for today. I mean, they did go on to win... for Supersonic, that won at the NME Awards for Best Music Film, and also at the Be Here Now reissue, won Best Reissue in 2017. And then obviously Liam and Noel have gone on to win awards. But in terms of Oasis in their lifetime, that was it. So yeah, really, really enjoyed going through and watching a lot of those old speeches and digging into it. Absolutely fantastic. Yes, it's a different time now, and some of those things that they said back in the day, probably not acceptable now. But, you know, this isn't passing judgment. This is the historical looking back at this as where they were at those various times. And I think it's very interesting to see that journey of them going from, you know, Liam in that first sort of interview all the way through to the winning the best album, about 15 years later. So it's an amazing sort of span of time. But, yeah, there we go. What was your favourite? Feel free to get in touch on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those sort of places. So that will about do it. Thank you for listening. Most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/OasisPod, which is where I post additional episodes and other stuff occasionally. So do feel free to pop on over there and say hello. You also get access to the Discord, which is really good. Really good fun chat over there. And often I use that as my sort of sounding board. If I'm not sure about things or, you know, ideas for episodes, I'll often put it on there. So those guys are really great. And so, yeah, if you want to be involved and sort of almost like the brain trust of the podcast almost, then do feel free to sign up on Patreon. Ask for a link to the Discord and I'll ping it over to you. All right, do feel free to follow on social media everywhere you can. Feel free to drop me an email, oasispod@gmail.com. It's always good to hear from you. Review the podcast where you can on Apple or iTunes or wherever you can. And that will do it for today. So thank you very much for listening. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.